Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Wade. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Wade. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive towards the mound. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog takes first base on ball four. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoog moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoog scores. Quell moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Krivic chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Wagner fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wagner. Quell scores. Wright goes all the way around to score. Appling moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair juggles the ball. That's an error on Blair. Appling scores. Callaway moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jack Knott now pitching. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tex Shirley now pitching. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker catches it and throws to first to double up Kennedy. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hoge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Joquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoge. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Suter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wade fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo who is chasing the ball. QL reaches third base with a triple. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Wright scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Callaway steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wade strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Suter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Bob Swift pinch hits for Tex Shirley. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Suter scores. Knickerbocker moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Crash Davis now playing second base. Bob Swift now catching. Dick Fowler now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Moses reaches second base with a double. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. QL takes first base on ball 4. Hogue moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Moses scores. Hogue moves to third. QL moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Hogue scores. QL scores. Wright moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-1, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Wright scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 11-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Callaway steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Eschen now playing second base. Crash Davis now playing first base. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wade hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eschen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wade fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wade. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. D. Miles now playing left field. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Swift and he is out, Suter applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wade fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Eschen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eschen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Callaway hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Miles moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Suter hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and throws to second to double up Miles. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.